when I first came down in the tunnel, it looked dangerous, man. Looking real dangerous. Because even in the daytime, it was dark. And, like, I was scared. I said, somewhere down the line, it can't be bad as it is up top. Because out in the street, you had kids fucking with you. You had the police fucking with you. I mean, anybody can walk by you while you're sleeping on the bench and bust you in the head. At least down in the tunnel, you ain't got to worry about that. Because ain't nobody in their right mind going to come down there. So you ain't got to worry about nobody coming down there messing with you. But they're not. They're going to be too scared to come in there. Once you get past your fears, the first and second night and shit, after that, man, you'll adjust. You'll be surprised with the human mind and the human body can adjust to.
An empty bottle?
No, take it out for me.
Yeah.
It's fucking cold, man. It
is. It probably just feels cold. It's probably like yesterday.
Shit.
I get it. I'm ready. Ready to hit the street.
I'm scared to death. Scared that. Not scared. Just looking at this goddamn place and shit. I said, yeah. And, at that time, the only way that came down here just to get out the public eyesight. But as I looked around and shit and started noticing shit, I started building and shit, man. And that shit just became into like a little project. First, I took it as a little camp, 2 weeks. And then this fucker became like home. After I start building, thought, you know, stuff that I can use, clothes, TVs, lamps, got power. That camping shit that went right away. Left right out my goddamn mind and shit. You know what I'm saying? And look at me now, I've been down here for fucking 5 years, going on 6. Who knows, it's been that long.
You know?
It's been that fucking long. I just forgot completely about the damn time.
see the place looks a little cleaner.
Yeah, but you know, it's a fucking dog, man. Ever since I got that dog, fucking place been fucked up, man. What do you mean it looks a little cleaner? It looks
dirty. I was just being sarcastic. You know? Mm-hmm. I can see the dog chews everything up, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to keep a place clean with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Especially out here. You dragged everything
was
in.
Was it clean before?
Yeah, it was always. It used to be real nice and clean.
Yeah, it was.
In fact, he used to make us take off our shoes. Yeah, and almost every time I came in, he had a different rug on. Yeah. Every couple of days, he'd put on another rug. It's real nice. Yeah. And he was always working on the house.
Yeah.
Like what? Fixing the door. Always the door. If not the inside door, the outside door. Working on the roof. Making the trap door to get out and escape, come in. Putting a window in, then he'd take the window out, you know. All kinds of stuff. He even had a ladder in here. Oh, a ladder, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I took it out.
Yeah, and he used to go straight up to the roof. Yeah. Then he was putting a balcony up there, and he changed his mind. He's the only one I ever see working on their house. Everybody else, like, they just...
No, they got nice houses.
I mean, yeah, but I've seen them. They did their house, but then they never did anything else to it. You know, whenever I used to come down here, I always see him working on his house.
I thought I had the nicest house down here.
Yeah.
But I don't. Well, it don't look nice now.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't have the nicest house. You know who got the nicest house down here? Tommy,
yeah.
Tommy,
how is it? Tommy? Yeah, a long time, shit. And he got
Tommy has been down here about maybe a year longer than I have.
You know, like a lot of my friends, you know, a lot of my fellas come down here. Like my boy came down last night to visit me. He brought one of his boys from school down here. He would never been down here. The kid liked to shit on himself, but he came in and saw the police and shit.
Well, hey, that ain't no help to you. Well, you feel good about it, I guess, you know. He think you're living outside and ain't outside as he think, you know, make you feel a little better, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't much traffic he thought he was when he walking down the track.
Yep,
yeah, exactly. Well, that always make you feel
better. Well, you know, I don't consider myself homeless because a homeless man ain't got a home.
You don't consider yourself homeless, then you ain't ready to cope with this, then. You don't consider you homeless.
Well, I mean, I do. It's like in the back of my mind.
You see, it's way back in the back of your mind if you don't consider you homeless. You know that? You got a little too far in the back of your mind.
But you know, what's the purpose? What was the purpose of me building this place, right?
Well, the not to be helpless. That don't say you ain't homeless. This stop you from being helpless.
Oh, yeah.
So, but if you consider you ain't homeless once you get out here, don't do but throw bricks on your life.
Shit, I got real comfortable down here in this fucking dump and shit, man. Let's face it, man. I mean, like, down here, didn't have to pay no bills, no nothing. Look at me. I'm shaving with... I'm using power red light. I ain't even got to pay motherfucking bills and shit. I mean, that's part of comfortability and shit, you know what I'm saying? Turn the TV on, leave TV on all night. Ain't got to worry about paying Claudette, you know? That's fucked up, but that's one of the reasons how I got so comfortable and shit, you know? Because in the wintertime, I don't freeze. Summertime, I don't burn up. You know? All thing you don't got down here is running water. And we did have that down here, believe it or not, at one time. We had running water. Of course I got fucking comfortable, man. I got too goddamn comfortable. That's why I'm really pissed off at myself, man. Cause I don't like lost 5-6 years of my motherfucking life being down this motherfucker.
Gotta make me some money, man. I got to get paid. Got to make that almighty dollar. So what's happening?
How you feel about doing that? I got to do my normal, man. I got to go out, try to find me something to sell. First, I got to find out what I got here from last night. I got these off of 75th Street, CDs. You know what I'm saying? I can sell these to my man on 82nd Street. Need some good CDs. Plus, I got a couple of books. You know? Hey, I'm going to get paid, bro. You know how us homeless guys do it. We got to make a dollar.
This is my motherfucking van here.
That's right. That's my van. That's right. That's a bad motherfucker, too. Four-wheel drive. That's right. This is my motherfucking station wagon. That's right. If you notice, they the biggest ones, and they're going to be motherfucking kids. That's right. Edie Media fucking mine. You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm saying this, because each one of them fucking carts contains something. And what's that something? Money. That's like they say, more money, more money, more money, more money, and more motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying?
Free enterprises. What people throw away, other peoples can use. And by them can use it, I get paid for it because I find it. And half of the time it be in perfect working condition. You know, be just like new. You know? But down here, man, you'll be surprised the stuff that I be finding and I be selling, getting top dollar for. You know? Like VCRs, color televisions, little portable televisions like this. You know what I'm saying? I found that. Heaters like this. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't sell everything. Stuff that I can use, I keep. But stuff that I can't use, I sell. You know? Everything you got that you paid for, I can. 9 times out of 10, I will go out there and find it, and it be in perfect working condition. And I sell it. You know? That's the name of the game. Hustling. I'm a hustler, bro. I get paid.
I'm putting the sign, there's no crack. Because they be knocking on my house sometimes, and they want to borrow a stick. And I don't smoke crack no more. But you know, if the crack fucked me up, man. The crack got me down here. Well, crack helped me get down here. And then now I stopped. Yeah, and it took me a fucking long time to realize that that shit wasn't, you know, that wasn't it, that wasn't me. So, I don't want them in my house, because if I see it around me every time, and I let people smoke in my house, then I'm going to want to get the urge. It's bad enough that sometimes, I start crack already for a long time, for more than 3 years now, and sometimes I wake up with the urge. And I haven't done it for more than 3 years. And sometimes I still wake up with the urge to smoke it, but I fight it. And then I'm going to have these people knocking on my house, talking about if I got a stim or they could go inside and smoke. You know, that shit is going to fuck me all up again. So I said, well, let me go ahead and put a sign so that way these assholes can read it. And don't knock.
Like you do sometimes, heat it up a little bit. But if you don't, you know, you're still wasting it, you know. Just heat it up a little bit.
Make sure it's on there.
over here and tie it to the other side underneath, so that way, you know, if they even got a flashlight, they can't really see, you know, in the dark down here, they can't really see. And, you tie it to over here. Not very tight, but, whatever movement you give it from up there. So, like, when you walk by it, you know, when you trip the wire, you know, I mean, you can see that at nighttime, you know, but people that don't really know what's going on, you know, and they're just looking around, looking to find something or steal something or whatever, you know, when you walk by it, you know, you trip the trap, make all that noise.
Damn, y'all still here? Hey, y'all must want to hang out with me or something. Yeah. Man, y'all think y'all can keep up? Come on. Because I'm getting ready to get paid about right now. I ain't trying to hear it. I'm getting ready to go out and make me some money. I bet y'all come back with $10. I'm going to get paid. Ain't no doubt about it.
...80% of the population down here is crackheads. And that might be an understatement. Might be a little more than that. It's really bad, you know, because they smoke this shit... ...and they get so hooked up on it, you know, they just lose sight of reality. They don't take care of themselves. Half of them don't wash their ass. You know, and they're always on some bullshit, you know... ...where they always think that somebody's out to get them and stuff like that. It's really fucked up, you know? I've seen guys... sell coats right off their back in the middle of winter when it's 20 degrees outside just to support a drug hunt. See how people can let something do that to you, take control of their life like that. Myself, I can't go out like that.
It was a New Year's, huh? I was singing in the room with my little stepdaughter, right? I was singing in the room and shit, and then they called me over to the room. Mm-hmm. And they told me, you want to get high? You know, you want some crack. I said, nah, you know, I try that shit. That shit don't do nothing to me. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, try this.
Yeah.
You know? So what they did was that they put res. You know, they cooked it up and they put res. And then they put crack on top of the res.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I didn't know anything about that shit. And when I smoked that shit fucking rocked my fucking legs, man.
Wow.
And how my shit is like, you know, I like to OD. I like to almost OD on drugs.
Yeah.
You know, I like to go to the highest.
Mm.
Man, I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it. And I kept smoking, but I never got to get to back to that high.
Yeah.
That first high.
Yeah.
I never got it.
Yeah.
And I wasted so much money and you know, I made a mess on myself. Well, you see what mess I'm into now.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I wanted that high. Man, you know, my wife kicked me out. She really fucking, she had my fucking clothes packed, bro.
Wow.
Swear to God, man. She had my fucking clothes packed, man, when I left, man. You know, because she told me either the drugs or me, and I kept saying her, but I kept fucking going back to the drugs. One day when I went home, man, my clothes was all packed, man.
Ego, today is a fucked up day and shit, man. But this dumpster is empty.
Man, I ain't shit in here.
This shit used to be stacked up to the top with garbage. I used to be walking around the edge of this shit. No more garbage. I spent about 45 minutes trying to go through all this bullshit in here. Right here, ain't shit in here today. Nothing. Nothing but garbage.
What did you say about this stuff?
This spot here, there's always a lot of plastic. There's never been, really been very many cans here. There's always been a lot of plastic stuff. I used to get like $3 or $4 worth of cans out of here, but I used to get like two bags, maybe two and a half bags like this of plastic.
is the best thing you sell?
Best thing I sell? It's hard to say, but I sell anything. What?
What sells the best?
What sells the best? Nasty movies. Nasty faggot movies, boy movies. Them dicks be slanging and shit, them faggots be gathering around. Now they be mugging you for that shit, man. I mean, those faggot books, faggot movies sell quicker than girly books and girly movies. I know me and my partner had like 40-some faggot books up there and shit. Soon we came out and shit. We sold all of them before we sold any other book. You know what I'm saying? Once them faggots pass me, I see them dicks hanging out, man, they backing up. Man, they gonna... Man, you should have... I had a motherfucking crowd. Yeah, a crowd around that shit. That's what sell. Anything gonna call no manly sissy. You know what I'm saying? Right
now, see, I'm too early or too late, boy. Ain't nothing
out here. Not yet, anyway. But it'll get better.
It'll
definitely pick up. You know what I'm saying?
By the end of the day, how much do you have?
Well, usually on Fridays, if I work all day, about $70. $60 or $70. Have enough to play around a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Stinking rich. I call it being crackhead rich for the day, you know what I'm saying? Because I got enough money to go out there, you know? To basically what I want to do for a day or two, you know? It gets me through the weekend. I usually take Saturdays and Sundays off and chill, you know? I've always done that. Paris bullshit, so I just said fuck when I left. My father was a dope fiend, an alcoholic. My mother, she didn't give a fuck. She let my father beat on her, beat on me and my sisters. She wouldn't say anything. She wouldn't do anything. You know? I haven't spoken to them in 10 years, and I don't care to give a damn about them. They can rot in hell. You know, they had 16 years to love me and treat me like a son and much less treat me like a human being, and they couldn't do it then. And they couldn't do it now, so I don't give a damn about them. They gave me life, that's enough. That's all I thank them for.
All right. Here goes the egg.
What do you make it?
Cornbread. Country cornbread. Here goes the meal. There's a little water.
How'd you learn to make that?
Well, when you're from the country, you learn how to raise it, grind it,
and cook it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You pull it, shell it, get it grind. If it don't go right then, there ain't no right in it.
Get down, motherfucker, get down. Get down, get the hell down. Fuck. Motherfucker bites, man. And all he does is go for the fucking hand, man. All right, get down, stay there. That's all he does is go for the hands. He don't bullshit, bro. Motherfucker, kicks my ass.
This buttermilk makes it taste better. You can always make it without it. Sweet milk makes it more kind of crummy. Buttermilk makes it go together better. And give sort of better taste, too.
Being homeless, you can, like, considered blow down here. Because if you're homeless on the street, somehow just what they got in their arm, the little pack on their back, if they get caught in the rain, they ain't got shit. Just like simple as that. So if you're homeless, this is the best spot. You got a door with a lock on it. You got a freezer there. Well, you come in and suggest what you want to eat, because you got somewhere to cook it, you can go buy it.
Time I think he's done, I took the top off and let him brown. Now ain't gonna do much browning with that top on him.
You got a TV. Up top, if you see a TV, you're peeping in the store wondering. You know, so that's like, well, you're like growing down here compared to being homeless anyway, you know.
These are my doggies. This is Ladybugs, the mommy. I've had her for about 4 years. And these are her little kids. This is her little boy. This is Junior. The other two are little girls. This is Princess. She has a bad leg. She once fell off the roof. Which is the reason why I built the pen to keep them up here so they're safe. Plus, so they don't wander all over the place. Come here, Fanny. This is the other little girl. This is Fanny. She looks just like her mom. They're about, puppies are about a year and about 14 months older.
This is my pet, my first one. Roger. Roger. Tammy brought this one to me, you know? And he's real cool. You know, he's a lazy cat, but a pretty one, you know? You know.
Eats rats.
Yeah, no, he does, but he really don't. But Rusty does. Mr. Rusty over here.
Eats Martians.
Oh, they got the mouse.
Yeah.
Rusty does eat rats. He don't eat them. He just plays with them and do a little damage so they don't come into my territory, you know? He's kind of like a trooper, yeah. A little protector, yeah. Trooper protector, yeah.
Trooper.
That's my little Rusty.
Get outside. Dog. Oh, man. He plays, man, but he plays too fucking rough, man. Look at that. Now we can play some dots, you know? Two dogs, man. He bit me, man.
You can hear all that in here.
Yeah, all the rackets. Yeah, I know. But, who told me to get a dog, you know? I got a kid. Huh?
He did
tell you to get a dog. Who told me to get a dog? The motherfucker that stole my TV and shit. That's the motherfucker made me get a dog.
Then we got the most famous gerbil, Miss Peaches.
Peaches?
Yeah, she had 12 kids, man. Peaches had 12 kids. She was all right, man. Miss Peaches was all right.
What did she do with kids?
She, four of them died, and she ate the rest of them, man. I couldn't believe it, man. And then to come to find out that they do eat their young. How the fuck are there so many of them then? You know?
What the fuck?
Shit. But this is my precious flying babes, man.
And
you want to talk about an airplane? This is Miss Bleaks, man. When she flew around, she used to fucking the papers and the clothes and everything went flying. The rats, everybody went flying when Miss Bleak got out of her cage, man. Mm-hmm. And I should have never kept her in a cage. And for me keeping her in a cage, she got killed. You know? But Miss Bleaks was the best, man. You know, not the best, but close to it. Because Roger was.
Come on. Don't start your shit. Hey, come here. What I told you about that, huh? I told you about your bullshit. Get the fuck over there. You can wait. Get over there. You can wait till they eat. Yeah, so. Come here, Bugs. Go eat.
Go eat. Come here, Fatty. Come here.
Some problems with a fella, and he threatened to burn my house down, but I didn't believe him. But to think that somebody would actually burn down my hut and hoping that I was in it, you know.
She got burnt out, man. What the fuck can I say? She got burnt out. She did somebody wrong and they set her ass on fire. Which, I do feel bad. I do feel bad. And it's not funny, because that can happen to anybody. That can happen to anybody. But that's one of the things you got to go through living in the street. You know what I'm saying? It beats that way. You're on your own down here, man. You're on your own. But you can't run to the police, because police gonna tell you, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna be there listening, don't listen, man. You know what I'm saying? And plus, what police gonna come all the way down here in this motherfucking tunnel just to investigate a goddamn fire? You ain't no motherfucking taxpayer. I feel sorry for Dido, man, because, like, did a little building down there, but she'll get it again. Just like she got that. I don't think she paid for nothing, bought nothing. And whatever she lost, she'll find it. She'll get something else.
Walked around for a little while and after crying and hurt, I went to Ralphie and I asked Ralphie if I could stay in his house for a few days until I could, you know, find some more wood and stuff and build another hut for myself.
You gonna put eggs in there too?
Sure.
Eggs, mustard.
That's what makes it taste so good.
Yeah. Don't stretch your luck, man. You've been okay today. I haven't busted your ass today. Get over here. Over here. Stretch it here. Get here. That's cool. I gotta feed the dog.
The dog is already fed.
You
food's
fed
prepared.
Him?
Yeah. All you gotta do is put it in the bowl.
You gotta make some collard greens someday, man. I mean, it just ain't nothing but just roll them up, cut them.
That ain't all to it. You gotta clean them, suck.
Oh, yeah, you gotta clean them.
You know,
the bugs,
you know, that they collect.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how to do that. I clean them and then I roll them up and I cut them like in little slices.
Cold water.
I know cold water is no good to wash that.
Well, thanks a lot.
I told you, I just take the spaghetti and put the top on it and just go like that. It's simple, man. Instead of going through all that.
Yeah, well, you cook different from I do. I, you know,
I mean, we homeless people.
Yeah, man, but we homeless people. So, I mean, but if you know how to cook, cook right.
It's that if you're gonna come and you're gonna drink out the fucking cup, right? And then you're gonna lay the cup there, and then you're gonna go out, and then the cup is gonna be there dirty all goddamn for 2 days, then I'm gonna throw it out.
I bet you didn't do that to your wife, did you?
No, I didn't do her. I didn't do it to her because she would have kicked my ass.
Yeah,
but
she would have kicked that ass, boy.
But I have to do it now because of the situation that we live. If you leave our shit on the floor, what happens? What will happen?
I bet you didn't do that shit to your wife.
But we didn't have rats like we have here.
Yeah, but still enough, you didn't do that shit to your
but
wife.
But we don't have
you
rats like we have.
Kicked your ass all over that damn
place.
That's
a funny girl.
It was a cup. It was a large cup. It was one of them large cups, you know what I'm saying? That my friend brought back from a country where he went to on his vacation.
What
and it was kind of shaped like a mermaid. You know, just the top like
this
head.
It should look for McDonald's, man.
It was no
just,
damn McDonald's.
For McDonald's.
It was not no McDonald's. McDonald's don't even have cups like that.
I know, you got the last one.
No, right. Yeah, I didn't
That's
get my last one. They don't even have cups like that. And they have Pepsi on the side because I got the top
still
to it.
McDonald's cup.
You know, it's got the straw to it and got the cap to the straw. Now,
whoever
McDonald's
gave him a cup went to McDonald's, got the cup, wrapped it up and said, hey, baby, here.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I got
my
this
friend
like,
don't do
Spain
no shit like
shit.
That.
Well,
my friend don't do no shit like that.
Well, I don't know.
What I know is that dirty stuff here.
So where you hide all that shit at?
Keep it in my food bucket. Got a couple food buckets on back.
Keep it in your food bucket.
Yeah.
So where you put your pots and shit at?
Where you see them at?
My bad.
I mean, I understand the situation, but check it out, my brother. Shit ain't that motherfucking rough. It can get better.
I
know you survive, and I respect that to the fullest. With all these big motherfucking horses you got running around here, you leave your shit right there?
Yeah, watch my shit. What's wrong with that? It's all bad,
you mean
though.
you got room in this motherfucker for a sink?
Well, you better me one there.
And the rat,
how the rat's gonna come with a dog is here?
They were coming through that hole, man.
But did they come in?
Fucking rat, they came in.
But where was the dog?
The dog was outside.
The dog was outside. The dog let the rat come in.
Hey, listen. If the dog is outside, the rat is in here. How the hell is the dog is gonna...
Why do you think the dog, when he roughing out there like that, to keep from coming in here?
He's roughing that way, they're coming in through this way. So
yeah, I ain't seen no rat up in here.
Hey, put it this way. You lost the cup.
Even me, I'm a damn fool. I sit here and battle with the motherfucker like I was an asshole last night and shit, man. That motherfucker wore me out last night, man. I mean, I'm thinking I'm getting this one and shit, another one zooming by. Shoot! You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I'll try to get inside it. I mean, they looking right at me and shit and jumping and shit. But I almost caught one of them motherfuckers last night. Susie jumped. Bam! I didn't hit him directly on this motherfucker head. But that motherfucker went away. Kee, 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 kee. He ain't come back last night for no more. He said, fuck that, he had enough. But he went and told his defense relatives. Tell you, man, I couldn't sleep at all last night and shit. But it ain't gonna be like that shit tonight. Am might be like that tonight, but I know they're gonna be full tonight.
Because I can't get rid of this motherfucker. I'm gonna clean up behind him. What can I do with me? He don't bring no company with him either. He's by himself. Motherfucker. Every time I see this motherfucker, that make me have a wussle night's sleep. Because I know he in here and I know he walk at night. He walk at night and I try to sleep at night, so me and him ain't gonna make it with that kind of shit. I hope this may make him go under my bed door, but I'm gonna put that light out. I hope he come back and check his house out then and the food I have for him, and then I got something for his ass then.
I'm back now. I'm cooking him something to eat, man. I'm tired of taking my shit. Keep telling them, man, they ain't got to take it and shit. Just ask me for it, shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll fix you a meal. I'm definitely going to fix him something to eat. I'm going to fix him a good meal. After this, they ain't going to want no more. They ain't going to want nothing else to eat after this. Because I don't put sausages in oatmeal. And I don't put the topping on top of it and shit. Once I put that on top of it and shit, all they going to want is water.
What is that?
Poison. Shit. Got you. They got some wise ass rats out there. Give them a pack of this. Pack of this will keep them awake, you know? Once I mix this all up and shit, they ain't gonna want nothing else to eat, man. It's gonna be too full. After they get their water, all they gonna want to do is just go lay down. That's all. And they ain't gonna want to get back up no more, you know what I'm saying? It look good,
my friend.
I ain't gonna stand there and lie. It look good.
Want something though?
No, sir.
You ain't gonna get nothing yet, man. There's some things you do and some things you don't do.
Well, what's that?
The shit you're doing now.
What I'm doing now, I am eating.
I understand that. You know,
this tastes good. This is rice.
What the?
This is ham, fried, seasoned real good, and it tastes very good, and it's clean. Probably cleaner than some of those that come out the kitchens and restaurants and stuff. This is clean food, and it tastes very good, a lot of flavor.
The food, Mike, it was clean food.
Mm.
Which is, I mean,
you cannot dump on this. All you can do is just eat this and keep on eating. Probably won't go.
Yo, Tommy!
What's up, Tommy?
Oh, shit.
What's up, man?
When did I let you out? What's going on over here, yo? Oh, damn, yo, this is my friend Mark. What's up, man? How you doing? Up until you took your job. Shit. No, you want to let you out. Don't you want to come to the mall while you was up north and shit, huh? Proper. Nothing, man. Damn, I can't believe this shit, yo. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Cause two more. Two, eight and a half. Two more.
What's up?
Oh, shit.
It looks nice in the back.
Turn around.
The boy's so funny. What the hell do you feel?
How still?
Don't be fucking around, dude.
Oh, shit, fucking fall. Oh, fuck.
No.
you expect with four dogs, man? Especially growing, you know, growing puppy shit a lot. It's like I'm back when I just had ladybugs. Never got like this. Never.
Feels good, does it? Oh, it feels good, but it's fucking cold.
I just speed up, so
holy shit.
Welcome back to the shit, right?
Stop doing anything until you're ready to stop.
So don't you think it's about time for you to stop?
No, when I get good and ready, I'm going to stop.
And when is that?
When? I don't know. It could stop me.
So that's the problem. It could stop you instead of you stopping it.
Yeah, but still in awe, but I don't like to be pushy.
I was smoking crack and I stopped.
But if you smoking reefer.
I smoke reefer, but well, I don't smoke crack.
But regardless, it's still a narcotic.
It's a difference.
You're
going to
stop doing anything.
It's a difference
no,
to it.
No.
You could smoke a fucking bag of reefer and chill out, and the most.
I'm
the only
all
thing
that.
No,
I mean,
no,
all,
but check
still
this out.
A drug. It's still a drug.
Hey,
I don't care.
Check this.
Anything you want, when you get ready to stop something, you're going to stop it on your own. You don't have to. I mean,
I'm not saying that.
By you keep saying to me, stop smoking crack. It only makes me want to go out there and smoke more.
Why? You a baby?
You understand what I'm saying?
You
but
ain't no
don't
baby.
Pressure me. That's pressure. That's putting pressure on
so
me.
So when you gonna stop?
You understand what I'm saying? When you stop putting pressure on me, when you and other people stop
yeah,
putting
you put
pressure
it like,
on
I
me,
I smoke reefer. Well, I smoke reefer.
I
but
don't
what,
put pressure
what
on
happens,
you.
But what happens when I smoke reefer? I sit down, I
yeah,
sit
but
out,
that, I understand
and the only thing
all
I
that.
Do is eat.
But regardless, still factor remains. I mean, I still.
All right, I'm not gonna put no pressure on you. That's it.
You
all
know,
right,
you
do. You want to put that? Don't come back and say that you didn't do it when you did it. Don't come back over here talking
but
about
but don't even bother to ask me.
But don't bother to say it. I'm being punished for every goddamn thing I did wrong. And still got more punishment to come. Because I've done so much shit wrong. I mean, I've done a lot of things wrong. A lot. You get to the point where sometimes I feel like crying. You know? Sometimes I feel like crying. Some like... Because I it was that I was so damn selfish with myself. With everybody around me. It was all about me. I didn't care about what anybody thought, you know. I was fucked up. I went to jail. I got caught robbing. I went to jail, let's say, today. Yesterday, my daughter was born. I came out. Before my daughter was out of the hospital, I was back in jail. Then I came out 5 years later and stood out like 2 months.
What?
Out of 10 years that I did in jail, I stood out 2 months, 2 weeks.
What happened when you was inside your daughter?
Well, my daughter was in 1976, I was doing time and my daughter was raped. She was 5 years old. She was raped. Her leg was cut off. Her arm was cut off. And she was burnt. That made me feel fucked up. Because, part of it, I think it's my fault. Because I should have been there instead of you know, being in jail and doing what I was doing, robbing and doing all the thing I was doing. You know, I wasn't taking care of her. I went to detox. I needed a break.
Oh, that's what you was in detox.
Yeah.
I was fucking looking for you all over the fucking place, man. I said, man, I hope you didn't go to jail, man.
No. But we had a nice time up there, too. Plus, they changed the menu.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Well, there used to be, my favorite used to be eggplant for lunch. Now they don't have it regularly for lunch. Now they have that as the chef special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can only get that once a
week. How about the eggplant, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah, that shit was great. Yeah, the first time I was there, that's the first thing I had.
Shit.
I didn't even know what it was.
There you had to get double portion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Eggplant Parmesan.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Forget it. I eat that all fucking
the first
day.
Time I was there, you know, you don't get a chance to choose your stuff.
Down.
They just give you whatever's around until later on. But when I got there my first time, that's the first thing they gave me. And
favorite,
I said, this
man.
Thing looks great. I want to eat, you know, I cut out. And I didn't know what it was, you know, because I've never ate eggplant in my life. And I mean, I thought I was doing weird shit, you know. when people tell me eggplant, who the hell eats that shit, you know. But it was good. And I always order that every chance I get.
I don't know what that is.
I don't like that. I only eat what I'm familiar with. See all these other stuff that I ain't never seen before. See all this beef. Good stuff. Very, very edible. Very tasty. This is one of the safest spots you can eat from. You know? Because the food is clean. Plus, it's culture. Once they throw all their food out, they put it all in one bag. They don't mix it up like with garbage, coffee grounds, trash, and nothing like that. It all be clean.
Take a few of everything, man. And tie the bag back up. We put it in that box.
There goes the chocolate.
Where? Chocolate. I got a whole fucking bag of donuts, man. Look at that shit. And these are today's donuts. You want one?
Yeah.
Well, they're good, man.
They're good, yeah.
They're fucking good. They're my favorite.
They are good.
Where?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, okay, all right. Fine. What do you want to fucking do here, man?
All right.
Walking around,
I'm gonna
eat these more,
motherfuckers. I'm gonna eat these too. Get a container
of milk. Maybe two containers of milk. Yo, Brian, that motherfucker stinks, man.
Wash your fucking ass,
man. No, wash your fucking ass, man. Dump it, man. Dump it.
jail, and it had came on the news that two kids had got burned in the fire. My two sons, you know. I regret some of the things I may have done. I have no regret to lose my children. Sometimes I ask, why couldn't it have been me? Why couldn't it have been me? I like that responsibility of being a mother. Somebody a little one can look up to. Sending them off to school. They get the education they need. I miss all those things.
They had their guns and everything, you know, and it's like, what the fuck, you know? Because it took me time, you know, to get ready, you know, put my shoes on, you know, because I sleep comfortable in there, right? Take my socks off, you know, my jacket, you know. I wasn't going to come out here in my underwear, you know, with my shit hanging out, you know? You know what I'm saying? And what, you going to come out or what, you know, banging on the door, you know? I say, hey, take it easy, okay? You know? So then when that happened, you know, they saw that I took my time, and then I came out fully dressed, and they had the guns, you know. I was like, well, hey, where you? I went over there to take a piss. Hey, where you going, you know? Hey, relax, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? I'm not against you. You guys are coming down here to fuck me up, all right? Huh? I can't do nothing to you guys because there's too many of you, all right? I'll take you on one-on-one, and I'll talk to you. Alright, nothing about guns, bats, or nothing like that. I'll talk to you one-on-one.
They said they wanted me to clean that shit up. I said, I ain't cleaning shit up. I got to move the fuck. I ain't cleaning that shit up. They must be mad. Take me to jail. You know what I'm saying? I need a little rest anyway. I'm not cleaning up that garbage if I got to move. Shit. That's making their job much easier than shit. Because last time when they was still doing the work, they said we had to leave. They said they were going to do it in a humane way. They was gonna, we were going to sit down at a table. Going to be some big wheels from Amtrak to discuss, you know, where we're going to go at. All right, last time they was here, they tell me, don't give a fuck where we go. We just got to go and shit.
Well, they said they're going to get us. They're going to try to get us housing or a shelter or something else. I don't know what that something else is. I don't want to go to a shelter because I don't want to worry about them stealing my shit. They're going to steal all my clothes. They're going to steal everything I got. Drugs is infected with drugs. What they should do is leave us down here.
That's what they should do. Leave us down here until they get housing. And when they get housing, they ship us out. But let's just take us out of here.
But, I mean, we're over here down here, you know, by ourselves, my friend, like family, all right? Now, you're going to break up the whole family, all right? Huh? And it's not worth it, man. It's not fair to us. I mean, they got to have something at least, you know, if you're going to construct down here, okay, put some of us to work, you know? Huh? Or for us to get something out of it, because this has been our home for over 3 years. For me, imagine all the people that have been down here for 20 years. I got three words for whoever's fucking idea this was, okay? And it's not I love you. It's leave us alone.
People residing in the tunnel are experiencing a lot of health difficulties. There are respiratory conditions from living in cool, dank conditions. Asthma, I know, was prevalent amongst a few individuals. And it's just there's a lot of vermin and disease that spread from the rodents and vermin in the tunnel, and of course the danger of living close to high-speed trains. Individuals run the risk of being struck by trains. We've had two fatalities there in the course of the year. One woman froze to death from exposure, and another individual was struck by a train. It is absolutely a dangerous, horrendous living situation.
This is pretty good. I ain't gonna say that it ain't right. This is pretty good.
Okay.
Why you smiling though? You better be thinking about why we're going. We get out of this motherfucker. Maybe they're cooking over.
That's why you go back on the east side.
Yeah. Can't build over there.
Huh?
Can't build nothing over there.
We're far somewhere.
Yeah, it sounds shitty.
It can't go in the park.
Damn, no thanks. What's going to do?
I gotta move on. You know, you gotta
see,
you gotta learn how to go
yeah.
with the flow.
Yeah, I know, but I've been going with the float, man, since I became homeless.
Yeah, that's how you got in here, going with the float. Yeah.
Every time I stay in the float.
I'm
yeah. I mean, when are we gonna get being homeless,
it's all types of problems. You never know what lies ahead. So until it comes, then you deal with it. You can't plan shit being really homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You
can't plan shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You can say, yeah, well, I'm going home to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Ain't fucking around to get there, thanks. That motherfucker's gone.
Yeah, your home is gone, yeah.
Yeah, you can put more water.
I remember that happened to us. Yeah.
So it's very hard to plan, yeah. So what you gotta do is deal with day by day.
Yeah, well, when you used to sleep on the sleep upstairs, when they were going home to go to sleep, her home was gone.
I'd go down to 28th Street to the church and let them sign us up in a while. But I ain't going in no shelter.
You all sign us up someplace.
Shelter's out.
So what?
Shelter's out. I ain't going in no shelter. I'll ride the
train. I ain't gonna ride no motherfucking train. I tried just about 2 nights. That ain't nothing.
Our first response, because of the long relationship that we've had with our clients, was to immediately go to court. Previous to Amtrak's decision to evict people out of the tunnel, We had just sued Amtrak on the grounds they could not throw people out of Penn Station, a travel area here in New York City. So when we found out that Amtrak was going to come in, we were immediately we thought lawsuit because we knew we had to stop them from throwing people out of the tunnel who had called it their home for 10, 15, 25 years. We met with Amtrak officials, and they were very abrupt. They wanted everybody out. Had to be in a few days. They were going to fence it off, put in security guards. And we worked out a plan that we would assist people into moving into temporary shelter if Amtrak would not evict people. But soon thereafter, we learned of a program run by the federal government, a Section 8 program. And we guaranteed Amtrak that no one would be left inside of the tunnels. The Section 8 program, the housing program here in New York City, is a great ticket into housing. It guarantees someone an apartment, helps pay the brokers and the security fees. So it's a perfect chance, and I think Amtrak knew that this is a good opportunity to work with advocates rather than have a legal challenge. And on our part, I think on civil liberties part, we were pretty confident. How we had to go to court, we would have won. It was crystal clear, a violation of people's rights, but we didn't want to defend people to live on the street. We wanted to get them into housing. That was the ultimate goal, and we're glad you didn't have to go to court.
All right, you ready? Go! We're out of here!
It's hard to believe it's our last day in this place. Right? I thought this day would never come. Right?
This day?
I thought this day would never come, right?
Yep.
Peace out. Hey, excited?
Good.
Excited. No, that's like a crackhead that just found 1,000 bottles on the tracks.
Yo, that's all dirty
clothes. Yeah?
Yeah.
So one put
all
the dirty shit in here? Yeah. Alright, come with me. Don't make some dirty clothes, then we can clean ones. Alright. There you go! Hey! Alright, hold it up.
What were you talking about? You got a job?
Oh yeah, got a job. Coming up, $8.50 an hour. Working at King's Station, my boss.
That's alright, cuz I'm gonna blow you out the water once I get this mountain bike and start working this messenger
and
job.
Cook.
Start making like 7 or 8 bills a week. What you gonna do then, huh?
Hey, enough to pay the rent, enough to help out with food, I don't care.
No doubt. Hey, man, once we start these jobs, so ain't gonna be no more fried chicken and shit like that. Gonna be straight up steaks, filet mignon, and all kinds of good shit every night. No doubt. We gonna gain about 400 pounds a piece, eh? Got some good memories here too. In New York.
You gonna miss it?
Sometimes.
Definitely gonna miss it.
Not bad enough to come back from. Just gonna miss the freedom down here. The thought of, this is mine and I can do whatever I want to with it. Because in an apartment you can't do that. That's all right. What's next?
Sign some of these things. This white piece of paper is your, it's proof that you're actually homeless.
I love my apartment, Jack. I would run apartment up. I don't know, I don't do much that I hustle. But when I was out there, I put it all back in here on this apartment. To make it look decent. I definitely love my apartment.
As far as the living room is concerned, you know, once I get it together the way I want it, there's eventually going to be a nice set of new set of furniture going around, you know. I'm hoping to get like these corner couches, you know what I'm talking about, right? The kind of sectional, like this is one sectional here, as you can see. But what I want to do is get a matching sectional that goes all the way around like this. And eventually I'm going to get a new entertainment center. As you can see right now, I'm just making do with a bookshelf. But I'm hoping to eventually get an entertainment, new entertainment center to put on this wall for everything. And eventually there'll be a nice 25-inch color TV here with cable hookup and a VCR. And a nice stereo system. I plan to get like a nice rug to sit out here.
Yeah, I feel good. I'm getting new furniture, new carpet. Yeah, I feel good. I can't wait. It's like, I tell you, to me, it's like having a, giving a baby a toy, you'll play with it all day. That's the way I am. Every day is something new, but it's something good, you know?
Now I feel like I never was in there. But see, that was the most saddest part of my journey through life. You know what I'm saying? Dog, that was dark days. Dark, real dark. But during the time, it didn't bother me at all. But once I sit back and think about it, I ask myself, damn, how could I, you know, have done that? Let myself go like that. But it'd be that way. You know, you don't realize until you get out of it, and then, you know, you'll drift back every now and then, the mind will drift. And you say, damn, I used to be do that, that used to be me. Oh God, no way. Yeah, it used to be me. It definitely used to be me.
I tell you, to me, it's like it never happened at all. And it never will happen again. Ever, 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 never, never, ever happen. I will never go homeless again. That was like a nightmare. You know, and I walked up out of it. And I'm staying awake. But seriously, I don't want that shit. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. I gotta stay working and, you know, I'm doing good. I don't want to be homeless no more.
Puppy!
It feels real good.